100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. I've got my coffee, I've got my Baileys, I've got my sofa, and I've got my headset because the microphone and pop filter are in the other room. There is not just a sister-in-law in there asleep with migraines, but also a kitten asleep. So you'll wonder, what's that little fuzzy thing? Well, it's not Tinny. No. Tinny's actually afraid of the damn thing. Mist, she's a bully. So they're kept in separate rooms. Well, okay. They're not allowed in the same room. Close doors off as needed. Let them roam, and then, oh, okay, you want to go back in here? Okay, now we can let you two in. So, yeah. How would you feel if you were suddenly, oh, yeah, you're not allowed to go in here. Oh, you have to poop in here now. What? Oh, yeah, weekly challenge, topic, saw, blah, 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 blah. Right. Let's get this going. You can tell I'm excited. Football is back. Did it ever leave? Tom, Lizzie, Muncie, Jeffrey, Richard, Charlie, Serendipity, Zach, Man, Anima, John Musico, Orville Joe, Antura, oh yeah, and Planet Z. So, all you folks, we're lining you up on the runway here. We're about to take off for hopefully not Indonesia or Malaysia. I mean, as long as those planes keep crashing and ours don't, right? Is that what you're thinking? Yeah, they don't stop them from taking nail clippers or breast milk onto planes there. You can make yourself a really good breast milk fragmentation bomb with those. Just security theater, man. Right. I should probably just get into this damn stuff. If you have any comments or complaints or whatever, put them in the comments and whatever, the Facebook, the Google, the this, the that, the tweets. They're all over the frickin' place and whatever, man. I stopped posting to places like Elo and Avatar Social Network, I think, and then my.suckylife.com, and then all the groups and the this and the that and the Pinterest. If it isn't automatic, I'm not going to post it. I mean, let the system have it, and I'm sure that if I marketed and got out there and went to poetry fests and all that, but I don't want to deal with people as people. I mean, it's bad enough that they're coming in through the wires. Oh, yeah. Oops. Never insult your audience is one of the rules. It's like, well, I do that on a daily basis. But I don't want to get out there. I want it where it's nice and quiet, and I can walk on my treadmill and eat my kale chips and bleh. I've asked the Whole Foods folks, where are the kale chips? They never seem to know. They're at Kroger? So if they're at Kroger and not Whole Foods, is it not overpriced and unhealthy? I don't know. I got some Pluots the other time. Oh, and there's a Bank of America, Bank of Merit deal where you get an extra 3% off for Whole Foods. You know, most places have 10% off when you're in a Merit deal, like Payway or whatever. But of course, you know, Whole Foods has to be overpriced. I'm sure they raise their prices in order to make up for it. But really, other than the vegetable rolls, I really don't need them. Everywhere else is a good cheese bar. I mean, all the bulk stuff you can get at Kroger, I'm sure it's not healthy. But You know, is there anything special anywhere anymore? It's all the same now. You can get everything everywhere. And if you can't, you buy it on the internet. I mean, you can buy a gallon of milk for $75 on the internet. I'm going to use my next bonus on that. I am. Because I just have to find out. I need to know. There are some mysteries. And if you go to psychic palm readers or tarot readers or read your aura people, I mean, you're wasting far more. And you're not even getting a gallon of milk out of it. I mean, can I talk to my Uncle Morty? What do you want? Can I get the combination for the safe? And where's the key to the bathroom? You know, that kind of shit. Really? Do you have to be reminded by some charlatan that life is better than the alternative, really? Only we make an effort to try to fuck that up. But hey, 7.3 billion of us, you can't get along with everyone. I mean, really? Oh, I should probably get this thing moving here. I haven't had a ramble in forever, and this isn't much of one. So, here we go with a bunch of stories on the topic of Saw.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Predicting the Near Future. I am a devotee of Faith Popcorn, the muse of Future Perfect. I am the future. I embrace the deeper currents in the Vox Populi. It's a level above seeing around corners. You see around corners that haven't been built yet. Not an easy job letting your feet lower into the void, counting on the bridge being completed as you arrive. When you fire ready aim, the world isn't just malleable, it's damn quantum. I'm seeing musical theater as the next zeitgeist. To that end, I'm embarking on a visionary production, a musical version of the movie Saw. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The event was that day of the year when the Black House demanded feeding. They tried small animals and big animals. These always came back unharmed. As revenge, the house would draw people in. They would simply disappear, only to be spit out in pieces throughout the next days. The town learned. They started with the A's, moving on to the B's the following year. It was terrifying for everyone. For everyone except for 10101010. His parents wanted to choose a name starting with an R. They couldn't figure out which, so he was extremely fond of his robot name. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Moondogs. Munzee here, prepared to dazzle you with wordplay, if you have the courage to bear witness. Witness me! Saw, by Christopher Monroe. I'd rather cut my own foot off than watch the movie Saw. I'd crawl through broken glass, have my body torn in two by elaborate spring-loaded apparatus, wake up chained to the wall and helplessly watch time tick away as everyone I've ever loved is killed to avoid it. I don't want to watch that movie, is what I'm saying. I hate it. It's the worst movie I ever saw. See what I did there? Did you get it? It's important to me that you get it. But seriously, fuck that film. Ah, well. At least it's not fake found footage. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. And, in answer to your question, it's not that I've started screaming witness me this long after the fact. It's that I've been doing it this whole time, just not so often on here.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 486 on the topic of Saw. I've got a pair of stories for you. My first one is called Magic Trick. "For my final feat, I shall saw this lady in half," cried the magician. Rural audiences were fickle, but the cut the lady in two trick always brought down the house. The trick went as planned. The magician's assistant appeared to be divided, but the audience was oddly quiet. Finally, one old codger stood and shouted, "You didn't saw the lady. That's wrong." A second stood and agreed, "You seen the lady. Get it right, Mr. Magician." The first turned to the second. "No, that ain't right neither. He done seen the lady." As they squabbled, the magician resolved never again to take a gig with a local chapter of the Pedants Club. My second story is called The Scientific Method. I'd heard the old saw that you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar, so I suggested testing the proposition for my 7th grade science project. I placed a bowl of honey in one room of the house, placed a bowl of vinegar in another room, opened all the doors to the outside, and waited to see what would happen. Every hour I would visit both rooms and carefully note the number of flies in each. In the first hour, I found 2 in each. Hour 2, still 2 for vinegar, 27 for honey. Hour 3, 8 for vinegar, though I suspected several wandered from the honey room. 294 for honey, plus or minus a dozen, on account of my forgetting my counting a couple of times. Hour 4, maybe 15 in the vinegar room, thousands upon thousands in the honey room, and a painful spanking for me from my dad when he came home from work to a house full of flies. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. I'm Richard, and you're, well, whoever you want to be, really. I won't know the difference. Here's a cheerful little story to brighten your Sunday. It's called I Saw Everything. I saw everything. The nervous young man with the backpack. The suspicious looks from the people around him. The whispered conversations. I saw him close his eyes, lips moving silently, and I saw the bead of sweat run down his temple. I saw his hand reach into his pocket. And then I saw the explosion, as if in slow motion, the shock wave and flying debris tearing through everything in its path. I saw people screaming, terror in their eyes, bodies torn apart, smoke and blood. I saw it all. And that was the last thing I ever saw.
Good morning, all. Charlie here. I've been reading some David Sedaris pieces. I recommend him and the comedy of his daughter, Amy Sedaris. I saw what I wanted to see, and when I wanted to see it. When ready, I chose to open the visor and view what was before me. I could hear ambient sounds, filtered to an extent, and with focused receivers. I could navigate my environment using the sound alone. Last Saturday, there was a ruckus outside my front door. Some folks were arguing, swearing, and shaking their fists. I watched for 2 seconds, then closed the visor. I shut off the sound, turned on the display, and watched a cartoon, while people raged outside my door for 2 hours. Second. My favorite old saw, one Jack Douglas coined, is to never trust a naked bus driver. I always volunteer this when anyone asks me for advice, regarding me as an adult, and a potential reservoir of wisdom. If you have any favorite old maxims, Please post them here, or tweet them. Folks will fall for anything, as attested to by the grunts and drivel of Hollywood flim-flam artists, politicians, and people from England with lots of initials after their name. Another old sore is the worm drive, side window I have in the shop. I built a cedar shed with it.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. The old sawmill was perfect. Abandoned, forgotten, and away from prying eyes. Although it did present some difficulties. I'm no expert, and it's taken me a while to get everything running again. I hope you appreciate the effort I've made. It's taken over a month just to sharpen the big circular saw. You wouldn't want it blunt, would you? You won't feel a thing. I've thought of that too. Plenty of local anesthetic, and you won't even know when I remove your limbs. There won't be any pain. But afterwards, you may feel a little sore.
This is Zach Mann. I saw your sister this morning, and I think she might be irritated with me, Zach informed his wife. Why? Well, she came over for the miter box I borrowed. Then I gave your niece cookies for breakfast. Do you mean Cookie Crisp? No, because the cereal vampires drank the milk. Also, because your sister is doing that whole natural foods thing and doesn't want her daughter eating anything she cannot pronounce. She could say oatmeal, flour, sugar, and eggs. I would have liked to make her some hot oatmeal, but it turns out she couldn't say dihydrogen monoxide. This is Zach Mann. This is inspired by taking something that Chris A. Moody said in this month's Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge totally out of context and called What I Never Saw. I am sure I have serial vampires. What else would explain the disappearance of my milk right from my cereal bowl twice this week? I thought it might be the cat, but it also happened when I used almond milk. I considered trying quinoa milk, but I remembered how it tasted with cereal and feared that the vampires wouldn't show up that day. I told my wife I installed the mirror in the dining room to make the room look bigger. The cereal vampires will think I can't see the kitchen, but I'll be watching for them in the mirror.
Hello, here is Anima with my submission for this week, The Alchemist. Robert hated his job as an alchemist, all the bitter failures. So what if Diet Cola, with its new bitter-tasting formula, was not the elixir of life? Nothing venture, nothing gained. Last week, Rob's niece was visiting and wouldn't stop singing, Make new friends, but keep the old. Some are silver, the other gold. Maybe it wasn't base metals that should be turned to gold, but base people. Tonight, his eyes glittered expectantly in the neon lights of the Dewdrop Inn. Rob pondered the old and new friends he was going to make and designed new experiments. There you go. I'm going to be AFK for a couple of weeks, so do not worry if I'm not back in about a month. Start worrying. Okay, cheers.
I saw the golden monkey. John plodded along on his old typewriter. By far the most challenging format for writers is the short story, and of those, the drabble. exactly 100 words. Achieve that and be the recipient of the prized Golden Monkey Award. Deadline pressures stymied him at times into writer's cramp, only worsening the needed mindset to be creative. The weeks and months floated by. The image of the revered monkey kept him going. He had lost count, so one by one he counted up his fruits of labor. Could it be? Yes, this is number 100. The monkey was finally his.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 485 with a prompt of Saw. Normally, I don't give my stories a title, but in consideration of recent news events, I've decided to name mine On the Unfortunate Death of Bullwinkle the Moose. So here's my story. Rocky the Squirrel saw it happen. Natasha lured Bullwinkle out with a donut, and Boris blew him up with a round black bomb. Social media judged the incident as reprehensible and flooded Yelp with one-star reviews of the Russian consulate. They plastered posters on the consulate gate that said, "Send them to Siberia," and "Die in the salt mines." Their vigilante cries for mob justice fell on deaf ears. Boris said, "He was just moose, and I am diplomat." The Russian couple mounted Bullwinkle's head in their trophy room, next to a small empty plaque that read, "Flying Squirrel." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Turab Razoino here with a story on the subject Saw. I went out to the woods one night. No goblins or bogies can me affright. I looked for my cronies by the big oak tree. Then I saw the devil, and the devil saw me. "Your mates have fled to their own front door," says the devil. "They'll never have sleep no more." So I spits in his eye, and I says to he, "You can scare off my mates, but you won't scare me." He showed me the tortures of hell fire to come, but I just laughed, and the devil was dumb. For the devil looked within me and saw worse than he, when I saw the devil and the devil saw me. I think that really needs another verse, but I'm past the 100 words already. I might work out a longer version later.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The prosecution's case rested on a single eyewitness. However, the defendant arranged to have a hit put out on that witness. The witness survived, but they were blinded. So yes, the prosecution opened with, "Tell the court what you saw," and everyone on the jury winced. When the defense attorney began with, "Is the prosecution seriously asking us to believe the eyewitness says it's the testimony of a blind person?" the witness was asked for them to speak a little louder. "Why," said the attorney, "you're not deaf, too, are you?"
"It'll help me, eh?"
they said, and they shot the defense attorney.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of Saw. The next topic is your favorite quote. You have a favorite quote? Fine. That's your topic. Go for it.
What's my favorite quote?
I don't know. I'm not you. If I were you, I would leave a comment up at OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com. Subscribe to the Facebook, LinkedIn, this and that, blah, 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 blah. Whatever, man. That takes effort. I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for listening, being a part of this, rolling along, imagining, dreaming, sharing, creating, whatever you want to call it. That's what you're doing. I should finish the rest of my coffee. And as always, keep it brief.